Holy shit, fuck. I just had an idea, dude. I'm at the waterfront in Annapolis, Maryland. Just walking along the harbor, checking out the fucking cool sights. It's a little weird because the people I'm with, other Keith, Carol, and Ben, like, I don't have a phone that works in this country. So I told them, like, yo, I'll be right out there at a bar. I'm like, I'll be right across the street from this bar. It's like pretty late. It's 11, quarter after 11. Oh, actually, it's almost midnight now. I was like, just come get me here when you're ready. So I was sitting there listening to podcasts, but then I got a little like, fuck it, let's walk around, man. It's really nice around here. I like Maryland, by the way. It's been a good time. I'm just going to go walk around, but then if I get lost or something, they don't know where I am. So I got to not go too far. But anyway, I'm going to do a little ham radio while I'm here. This is some foreign-y shit, man. It's been a while since I did one of these shows outside of Canada. Yo! So I just went through my MP3 player. Play whatever shows up. Oh, dude, it's weird too. This pier has like no barriers anywhere. If I fall in, I could die. But I could swim, I'm fine. So here's a song that's just been popping up a lot lately. My little MP3 player, and I always like it. It's depressing, but it's old school Gym Class Heroes. It's called Faces in the Hall. Still, all these years, I can't get over how much I used to like this band and how much they were sucky and stupid now. But this is Faces in the Hall by the Gym Class Heroes. Nice little ditty about horrifying things that happened to some kids.
I knew this kid named Alberto. Funny style cat and his girl looked like a turtle. Not Lisa Turtle, just a turtle. High school track, he ran the hurdle. His fear shed tears in your year when he got murdered. Now Alberto was your average A student. Participated in class, never came late and never truant. His family was picture perfect, his older sister was prom queen. His dad a decorated vet for the Vietnam team. His mother was Dear Abby, an ordinary housewife. Like clockwork, always had dinner on a table at 5. But Alberto had a monster he kept under his bed. And instead of letting it out, he just got a girlfriend instead. She knew something was funny, she could tell by his behavior. Or the way he flamboyantly shook his hand when he would wave to her. She thought nothing of it and just shoved it in the closet. Until the day the word dripped out like leaky faucet. Alberto was homosexual, I ain't have nothing against it. But little Ronnie Johnson and all his football player friends did. They always pick a nag, call him back and such and couldn't wait to get the gym so they could really bust his nuts. The gym teacher never cared, he just joined in on the action. Make silly gestures and compare him to Michael Jackson. Alberto couldn't take it, he just stopped showing up. And whenever he walked the halls, he just felt like throwing up. And at night, he would cry and ask God why. Like, God, why in the fuck I had to be born this way? God would reply, son, you gotta show him you're more than gay. See, he had dreams to be a track star. Until the warm April night, them gay jokes went way too far. Ronnie begged for his forgiveness and invited him to a party. Cause his parents went away and left him plenty of Bacardi. Alberto kindly accepted, he was finally accepted. Except it was all deception and left him all unprotected. It was a plan, Ronnie had scammed to get him in the right place. Verbally degrade him and rearrange his pretty face. The plan would go swiftly, they started calling him sissy. One punch turned into 50, they beat him till he was dizzy. Now Alberto lie in blood while his peers look on in fear. He took his last breath and passed away his senior year. Needless to say, it was one big tragedy. And how was Ronnie gonna explain it to his family? While they were on vacation taking in sights, he got wasted and killed the kid that night. Don't be a slave and behave the way they do. Just utilize the gifts that God gave you. Don't be a slave and behave the way they do. Just utilize the gifts that God gave you. Don't be a slave and behave the way they do. Just utilize the gifts that God gave you. Don't be a slave and behave the way they do. Just utilize the gifts that God gave you. I knew this girl named Maria, bright and talented with aspirations to be a big superstar. What a great idea. Until she fell off and started listening to her peers. Oh dear, now Maria was your typical obnoxious analytical headstrong rebel flipping off the principal. Single mother home structure, she looked after baby brother while moms worked two jobs just to buy supper. Pops was a struggling musician, troubled man juggling family and heroin addiction. He overdosed and left a notice of eviction and a crate of records on a table in the kitchen. And a little angel with a keen sense of sound who saw solace in the records she found. And she would stay up late at night reciting songs to herself under pale moonlight, writing wrongs that her pops made. Promised her mom she would never go the same route. Turns out Carrie Ann had other plans. Her and her man Roddy, most popular, second best to nobody. Homecoming queen versus ugly duckling, and the story ends the same way. Okay, Ronnie's parents went away for a couple of days and told him no drinking. What the fuck was they thinking? Maria was oblivious that her boyfriend had already been invited. So when Carrie Ann asked, she got all excited. Like, damn, now
I got something to look forward to. Or so she thought. Maria kindly accepted. She was finally accepted. Accepted was all bullshit. Now pay attention. Carrie Ann hated Maria cause she could sing, so she scored a bag of heroin. But the craziest thing was Maria never touched drugs. She did that night. And when the man was getting beat, she was nowhere in sight. Now her boyfriend lie in blood and she had no idea. Alberto passed away and she got hooked her senior year. Needless to say, it was one big tragedy. And I hate to break it, but it doesn't end happily. A warm day in May, the sky was so beautiful. Carrie Ann died in a crash, leaving the funeral.
Let's play a song that's entirely inappropriate to be in the United States. This is Charlotte Gainsborough, the kid of, what's his name? Serge Gainsborough, who did that cool album, The Ballad of Melody Nelson. I don't know what the name of this album is. It's whatever her most recent album is. And this song's called Le Chat des Artistes, something. Chat de la something de les artistes. I don't know, some fucking French song, man. Not a lot of that shit around here, that's for sure. Because I'm in the States, I really don't have anything useful to say. I'm still just walking around. Walking around Annapolis, playing songs. Here's a goddamn song, how do you like that? Oh, punch you in the face. Punch you in the face. Punch you. Punch you. Punch you in the face.
Je
song's actually kind of spooky. It'll walk around some random city at midnight. I mean, generally, you know, just walk around like I own the fucking world when I do these shows. It's one of those things, those nice little differences. I mean, it must be a little different being a girl. Like, I never thought about it until I was walking around with my ex-girlfriend Erica in Vancouver. Just remember, I was like, it was late at night, and I was like, let's just cut through these weird woods. And she was like, well, let's not, you know, that's not comfortable for me. And that's like, I think, the first time it ever really occurred to me. Just being a woman, intrinsically, you just have a different value than a dude has. Man, this is so weird. All these little old-timey houses, like porches, and weird ruffled American things. Like, I feel like I'm in some kind of fucking movie set. This is just strange. It's like, I guess we're not far from Virginia. Like, we're just creeping down into the South. Just enough, and this is a total tourist area. It really feels like that. It's fucked up. Are these real houses? I guess so. People live right here. This is weird. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I could be robbed or something, but it's definitely got to be just sort of, I really don't think twice about walking around in weird places at weird times. As a dude, it just doesn't matter to me. However, that being said, if I was to get stabbed unexpectedly, this would be less of a surprising byline. Yeah, you know, I was walking around some random fucking town in the States. God, fucking flags everywhere. These American flags never stop. Yeah, just walking around, no one really knew where he was, you know. But this is a pretty nice little area. It is total touristville. This is really nice. All these houses are like such old, those old, like 100-year-old houses. Big porches, real quiet. I like this. I've liked this whole trip. This has been really nice. This Maryland area, this whole Annapolis, Baltimore, D.C. I mean, we didn't make it into D.C. yet. I don't know if we will. But this trip has been fucking nice. I like this part of the States. Anyway, I've also been wandering a little differently than usual because I kind of need to piss. I mean, I guess I could just go back into the bar, but it's just a total shit show now. Tons of people. United States Naval Academy. I'm not going in there. Pull up my ID, fight through a bunch of people, go into the weird little bathroom. I don't really need to piss that bad, but I started going down some weird side streets and alleys because I'm like, what if I find a place I could pee? But I don't think I should. It's just too densely populated around here. Plus, I should really start going back. I shouldn't wander too far just in case they do leave the bar, because they got no choice but to just wait till I come back. Alright, let's find another song. Whew, good thing I didn't go into the place, the naval base, on my way just back down the street. Guy in military clothes just fucking closing it up, gating it up. Alright, here's a fucking American song. This is Tommy Lee. I guess he put out some kind of solo album. This is called Hold Me Down. It's the only song I ever heard from it. But I like it, man. I like it, yo.
It's okay, yeah, yeah. test to see how much you can take. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. I don't know why every time I wanna fly, somebody always tries to hold me down. Hold me down. Yeah. I'm losing my face every single time I try. The water's on my side. Don't let me drown. Let me drown.
I'm back at Keith and Carol's house. Everyone's asleep. I'm just doing some computer shit. I was just catching up on my Twitter, and Super Cujo from Perth, Australia, mentioned that in the last ham radio, you know, the Guns N' Roses stuff reminded him how awesome Guns N' Roses is. So I said, yeah, man, because fucking, like, for me, my musical progression was, I think when I was real young, I had, like, some Kinks tapes and stuff, but basically, once I started deciding things for myself, it was Weird Al, then Guns N' Roses, like Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, I was obsessed with, and then, boom, it just exploded into everything. So he mentioned, with Weird Al, that the song Melanie on Even Worse is one of his favorites, and I think that's the same album that has You Make Me, that I found out years later is sort of a sound-alike of Oingo Boingo, which is a band I should really listen to sometime. Apparently, Matt Groening also loved Oingo Boingo. I believe Danny Elfman used to be in that band. Anyway, someday I'll go research them. But for now, let's finish this show off with some Weird Al. Let's play Melanie, followed by You Make Me. Biggity bing bang boom. Happy 4th of July, America. Even though it's right now the 6th of July, and by the time this comes out, who the fuck knows? Look, I said happy birthday, okay? Stop giving me a hard time, Jesus. Or as Joel put it, happy birthday, Captain America.
Thank you. party at the mall. You make me watch the Gong Show. There's really something kind of strange about you, baby, but I can't exactly seem to put my finger on it. You make me, you make me, you make me. That's what you do to me. You make me wanna hide a weasel in my shorts. You make me wanna phone home. You make me wanna write a dozen book reports. Then pack myself in styrofoam. Sometimes you make me wanna build a model of the Eiffel Tower out of Belgian waffles. You make me, you make me, you make me. That's what you do to me.
You make
That's
me.
What you do. Trailer park, then take my hamster to the beach. You make me wanna do my laundry in the dark and use a recommended bleach. When I'm with you, I don't know whether I should study neurosurgery or go to see the Care Bears movie. You make me, you make me, you make me. That's what you do to me.
You make
That's
me.
What you do.
You make
That's
me.
What you do.
You make
That's
me.
What you do to me. That's what you do to me. That's what you do to me. That's what you do to me.
Okay, I gotta play one more Weird Al song, because this song is fucking crazy. It's called Hardware Store. And man, this guy is real excited about the hardware store.
needles, wires, BB pellets, rubber mallets, fans, and dehumidifiers, picture hangers, paper cutters, waffle irons, window shutters, paper removers, window loopers, masking tape, and plastic gutters, kitchen faucets, folding tables, weather stripping, jumper cables, hooks and tackle, grapples, spackle, power fuckers, spoons and ladles, pesticides for fumigation, high performance, lubrication, metal roofing, waterproofing, multi-purpose insulation, air compressors, press connectors, wrecking chisels, smoke detectors, higher gauges, hamster cages, thermostats, and bug deflectors, trailer, machine magnetizers, automatic circumcisers, tennis rackets, angle brackets, turret salt, and energizers, soft panels, circuit breakers, vacuum cleaners, copy majors, calculators, generators, matching salt and pepper shakers.